Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, hi everyone, and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen, and this is not Jess. This is my first guest co-host of the month because, as you guys know, Jess is taking the month off, and I have Kathleen Ho here, and she is the bomb, and I've known her for a while now because we run in the same circle. She's the beauty director of The Cut. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, guys. And hello, Fat Mascara world.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. So everybody bear with us. Like, we're doing the tech stuff. We're like trying to make this happen. And we're all in this together. It's just going to be an adventure.
I'm super excited. This will be really fun.
It should be. So this episode, we're going to do the beauty news. Then we're going to get to know Kathleen a little bit. And I'm going to steal all of her beauty secrets. And then, because she is such a doll, she's indulging me in some Bridgerton chat about the hair specifically, but we'll see what else she knows about Bridgerton, because I know you've written about this and your site has written about this quite extensively. So.
I know. We all love Bridgerton now.
How can we not? All right. So we'll get into that. And then, of course, we'll end the episode like we always do with raise a wand. Kathleen, you're making me nervous. This is exciting. All right. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Hey, it's the beauty news. And the reason I'm nervous is because, like, this is what The Cut is known for. You guys always are the first to report on some celebrity beauty news or some product on TikTok that's trending or something I need to know. So you can give me a grade at the end and let me know how I did this week.
All right, I'm sure it'll be an A.
Okay. So we had the Super Bowl, which you wouldn't think is a beauty thing, but for me, very exciting because Dolly Parton debuted her fragrance.
True. This is the best news, I think, to come out of the Super Bowl because I have no idea who's playing. I think it's Tom Brady versus another team, but
that's kind of how it always is, right?
Right. And Dolly Parton. So that's like the most exciting beauty thing, I think, to come out of the Super Bowl.
You know what else I thought was cool was that they're doing that neat way of selling it that, like, you can go to Dolly Fragrance, buy a sample for $10, and then if you like it, put that price towards the full-size bottle, which I thought was kind of genius. Can I also share some other Super Bowl news with you?
Yes, please.
Okay, listeners know about my dog Wolfgang. He was adopted. So I did a DNA test on him, and I connected with somebody that had 59% the same DNA. So I connected with his daughter, whose name was Charlie. And then the mom told me there was another puppy from that litter named Spalding, who's in the puppy bowl.
Really?
Do you know about the puppy bowl?
Of course. The puppy bowl is like my favorite thing about the Super Bowl.
It's like the best part of the Super Bowl. There's 70 dogs this year. So by the time, like, we're recording this and it hasn't happened yet, but we'll know who the winner is. But I obviously rooted for Spalding.
Right.
I had another hairless dog because my dog is hairless as well. And I actually messaged the shelter where he was from. And I felt like it was like, you know, when somebody gets famous or goes to the Super Bowl and like their long lost relatives come out of the woodwork. Right.
You're like, hey, can I get 2 tickets to the puppy bowl? I totally know someone that's
my dog sired the like winning touchdown puppy. I don't know. Anyway, so the Super Bowl had special meaning for me, both because of Dolly Parton and my dog. So I just had to share.
So this is your dog's daughter, right?
Yes, exactly.
So your dog's daughter, it could be like, I don't know. I don't know. Actually, there are football players besides Tom Brady, the Tom Brady of Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll know soon enough.
How do you get picks for Puppy Bowl? Do you know? I actually don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm now the puppy bowl, like for every year from now on, I'm going to be watching, of course. P.S. He is neutered now. So when we got him, you know, the shelter neutered him. So who knows how many other children are out there and how amazing they are.
Famous children.
We'll find out. Okay, moving on to some eco-friendly news. Beauty Blender debuted their more eco-friendly version of their sponge called the BioPure. 60% of it's made up of sustainable resources, and then it's supposed to use less water and put out less CO2 in the manufacturing of it. I just feel like this is so exciting. I'm very excited about it. I also have to point out there's another one from EcoTools, a beauty sponge that's 100% biodegradable.
Oh, wow.
Have you tried either of them?
I haven't tried the new one yet. It's like I have a whole pile of things I haven't tried yet. But I'm really excited. When I did the Zoom with her, it was like very exciting.
With Rayanne?
Yeah. Did you know that they like hand carve out the beauty blender from like a sponge?
In a factory in Pennsylvania, where I'm from, I actually knew that.
You do know that, of course.
I mean, it's our job, right?
Yeah.
I just hope this is kind of where we go with all of the sponges in the industry, because if these two big companies can do it, we know it's doable. Let's all get that, you know, that place.
The thing about the beauty blender, too, is this sounds bad, but I don't think I've ever thrown one away. I probably should have, but, like, they don't really, like, tear. So
as long as you're washing it,
as long as you're constantly washing it, I feel like it's okay. But I don't think I've ever thrown away a beauty blender.
That's funny. But if you think about a professional makeup artist, I imagine they, you know, and even they might even have one for each client.
Yeah,
so
yeah, for sure.
However sustainable we can be, I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bieber does beauty. I have always said this. If you want to know what's going on with celebrity beauty, just watch the trademark registrations.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Clearly, TMZ has gotten the same tip off because they're reporting that Hailey Bieber just trademarked Rhodes Beauty for wellness, skincare, and beauty. I'm just like, okay, another week, another celebrity beauty launch.
I mean, she is one of the most widely watched women now in the world. So I guess it makes sense. But I don't know how I guess she's waiting for her Bare Minerals partnership to be over.
Yeah. And because, this is just the trademark. This isn't even an announcement of the line. And we don't know what's in it yet either. So I know sometimes they have category specific. So maybe she's doing wellness supplements or.
Or like perfume or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of perfume. Huh. I'll have to check the trademark. But this leads me to my quiz. This is a new part. Usually I do a science corner, but I was like, let me have some fun with Kathleen. I'm going to quiz you. And I bet you know the answer to this, but we have just been reporting on how this year the number of celebrity beauty launches has been insane. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see if you could tell me the top 3 selling celebrity beauty lines in order.
In the world, like the ones that I've launched ever?
Ones that launched ever.
Oh, okay.
Most money spent on them. And this is from a credit card company, this information, EMV. They process all. So anytime a credit card is used to buy celebrity beauty, they register the sale.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. What do you think is the most popular celebrity beauty line?
I feel like it was always JLo perfume, right? JLo Glow?
Okay, but in 2020.
Oh, in 2020. Fenty, probably?
Yes, is that right? Kathleen, number one is Fenty. Okay, number two.
I'm like, who else is like, there are so many other celebrity lines. Darn. Why can't I think of any now? It's the pressure. This is why I can never be on Jeopardy.
How about one that starts with a K?
The Kardashian? Kylie.
Right. Which, like, you were like, oh, KKW. Yeah, no, yeah. Kylie's number two. And then number three, I don't know if you're going to get, because I was really surprised by this one. Mm-hmm. A fairly new line. I believe it launched in early 2020.
Is it Rare Beauty, the Selena Gomez
one?
No,
I love Rare Beauty. She was on there, but she wasn't in the top three. It's House Laboratories.
Oh, interesting. That's good to know. I didn't know.
Yeah. And I know that one is not sold in stores. I believe it's only direct to consumer.
Yeah, I think it's only on Amazon. So I guess that Amazon partnership is working out well.
That's what I was thinking too, because if you're not even in a Sephora or an Ulta or whatever, you're doing that well, people must be liking the House Laboratories.
Yeah. I'm curious how Rare Beauty is doing, because I feel like the reviews for that one have been really, really good on Sephora.
I'm wearing her blush right
now.
You are?
Vulnerable blush?
I don't remember what my shade name is, but it's like a little liquid blush.
Oh, yeah. That one's really good.
Yeah, and I think she was number five in the sales list, so clearly it's doing well.
So KKW is not...
Was number four, I think.
Number four. Yeah. Third guess was going to be KKW, but you said it was early 2020. I was like, it's not KKW.
You did very well. Clearly you have your job for a reason. I was also thinking you used to do finance, so like this is right in your wheelhouse.
If you're saying like top celebrity beauty lines like ever, I was like, well, J-Lo perfume, we know that it's... I think that's
trying to justify her answer now. It's like when you get the wrong answer, but you try and explain it away to the teacher. I'll allow it. Because you know what? As of like 20, maybe 08, I bet that was the answer, so...
Wait, so she's not like a top seller anymore, right?
J-Lo? No, because the skincare just came out. So we'll see, maybe 2021 she'll be back on top. Don't count out J-Lo.
We should never count out J-Lo.
Okay, and that was the beauty news. Thanks. So I'm calling this segment, Let's Meet Kathleen and Steal All Her Secrets. Well, I want people to get to know you like I do. So first off, tell us what your job is. You're a beauty director at The Cut. What do you do like all day long?
basically write, edit, and look at news regarding beauty and stuff all day.
And The Cut is like when you think about a story that's going to make it on The Cut.
Right.
What are your parameters? Like, okay, it has to be this and that.
It has to be like timely. It has to be like certain celebrities like appeal to The Cut.
Oh, this is what I was going to ask. Like, who's a cut celebrity?
Let's see, like a Lizzo, like an Issa Rae.
Okay.
Not so much that many reality people, unless it's some, it depends. Like, some of our colleagues really, really love Vanderpump Rules, so they're very into that whole universe.
Yeah.
Not so much like Bachelorette contestants. That's not like, I would say like a cut celebrity, but like, like film.
I get it. Like if Lizzo had some beauty video
exactly.
that went viral, you'd
Cardi
be all
B's
over
like
it.
Alleged like upcoming beauty line, like that's very like cut, I think.
Yeah. So. Cardi's a font of news, I feel like.
She's just so entertaining. I love it.
Yeah. That's okay. So that's fun. So it has to be super timely. Tell me this. Have you ever written a story where you were like, okay, I'm writing this for me or for whatever reason, and you were super surprised at how well it was received or how much traction it got? Like, what are the things that you're just like, people really care about this?
I'm not saying this because it's like embarrassing, but like a few years ago, my friend was like, what do? I have acne in my butt. And I know that, I think you've talked about this before.
I have. Yeah. We got some reviews. People were not happy I was talking about
really?
It.
But I don't think, I mean, maybe that's a small percentage because we found that like, it's like, first of all, it's still one of our like top traffic drivers. Like people are Googling butt acne and wanting to know why. And this was like a few years ago when people were just, it was still kind of new where people were running, like wearing their yoga pants like everywhere. So I think butt acne was slightly on the rise. like one of my friends texted me about it and then I was like, I don't know if this is a story. And at first I think we did like a week and it was just like, it was... Our code name for it was like Icky Beauty. So it was like all the things you didn't want to ask people, like how to pluck your chin hairs, like butt acne, things like that. And that story ended up doing super well. So
what was the ultimate takeaway of the butt acne story? Don't like wash your yoga pants.
Don't wear yoga pants everywhere. If you're sweaty in them, like change out after class. Also exfoliation, like gotta exfoliate.
Right? Good to know. I found out mine was actually like folliculitis.
Oh, not that's what they say. Acne. It's often like folliculitis.
Yeah. So
A big thing too, I've been hearing is like fungal acne. That's like a big new thing.
Oh, don't get me started. We had Dr. Vanilla Hirsch on and she went off. She was just like, it's not a thing.
It's not.
Harem's wrong.
Okay. If it's not, that's like a whole other session. Because if it's not a thing, then I want to know more. Because doctors, like folliculitis is a type of fungal acne, right?
I am not going to answer that because I'm not a derm, but I will send you a link to Dr. Ranella Hirsch's episode so she can give you the real deal. Okay, so butt acne's hot, Lizzo's hot. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite story you've ever written, just personally?
This is like a strange one, but like when I first joined The Cut, it was around Halloween time. And then someone was like, oh, it'd be really cool if you did like a mortician. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. But I found a mortician on Twitter. Her name is Jamie Reed. I don't know. I can't remember how I found her, but she ended up being like a really lovely interview that was not like creepy or morbid at all. And she was telling me about her job, obviously as a mortician, to make up people that have gone on to the other world. And she was telling me about this idea of like something called a memory picture. And the memory picture is like this this picture people have in their head of what their dearly departed one looks like. And so her job is to bring the person to resemble that memory picture as much as possible. And I think what I really liked about it is that often the beauty industry, like we put different things on the products, right? Like if you're looking at a tube of lipstick, you're either like empowered by it or you feel insecure, like whatever. But then for her case, it was just like very purely like in this very, I would say almost like, service-y way, like using it to make someone more beautiful. I think this is like the same thing with like makeup artists. Like a really good makeup artist just wants to make you look beautiful so that you're just your best for the outside world. And that was kind of the same kind of purity I felt like she had towards her job.
Yeah, like that, I mean, it's her client, which sounds weird to say, but like the respect for that person's face and their personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't end just because they're not there. What an interesting person to interview.
Yeah, it's, I think we still follow each other on like Instagram and it's just like really interesting to see like her go about her daily life. Like she's a mortician, she does like CrossFit. Like it's just, it's not like someone you like interact with. Like I don't have any other friends that are morticians or people in that industry.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like they're like creepy people. Like I don't know why I have an Addams Family thing in
my
head.
Right. Or like you think of that like really old movie, My Girl, where I think like the mom, like Jamie Lee Curtis, I think, was like a mortician.
Oh, yeah, of course. with Anna, whatever her name is.
Chomsky.
Yeah. Oh my God, that movie's so good. I forgot about the mom's profession. Oh, that's a good blast from the past.
But I feel like that's like the only reference I really have of like a mortician.
Well, now in your article that we're all going to, I'll actually link to it on the blog for this episode because I want to read it now. Okay, you've interviewed tons of people, makeup artists, celebrities, all of that. Like, what's the best tip you've taken away? And I know beauty editors and journalists hate this question.
Yeah, what's the best tip I've taken away?
It doesn't have to be the ultimate best, but just one that you like feel like you share with people all the time.
Dr. Patricia Wexler. We did a story about locking in the moisture. And I thought this was just like a saying. I didn't know this is something people are actually doing. Yeah. But she told me years ago that you basically, like, when you get out of the shower, like, whatever, once you, like, wash your face, you basically have, like, a 5-minute clock running until, like, that's your ideal time for, like, applying any kind of product to lock in the moisture. And so I think about, like, every single time after I wash my face, because you don't want to, like, let your skin totally dry and then put on everything. You want to, like, do it layer by layer, and you want there still to be, like, a little bit of wetness to, like, lock everything in.
Yeah. So I feel like, and I mean, I think people think like with hyaluronic acid, they're just like, oh, cool. I'll put it on like on my dry skin later. And it literally can make your skin worse because it pulls moisture from your own skin.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's dry outside, it doesn't have any humidity to pull from. Mm-hmm. So like there was no moisture in there for it to like hold on to. You screwed yourself. Yeah. You got to lock in. So what do you do? Is this like body lotion you're talking about or face moisturizer too?
Face moisturizer. Like after I wash my face, I don't like go do something and then like do the rest of my routine. I feel like it's like I'm in a game show. I have like a 5-minute clock like counting down.
I picture you like MacGyver with like the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking.
Like, oh, I got to try that new product. Where is it?
I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to the toner first. And I'm like, wait, how much time is left? Like I can't like go answer an email and then come back. I have to like finish the rest of my routine and then like do it. It's not the same if I wait.
You got to lock it in. Well, Dr. Wexler, I mean, I trust her. That's a good tip.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Favorite products. I know you have tons, but I'm going to go like weird categories just to see if I can like, do you ever use dry shampoo?
I do. I mean, I definitely need some now, but.
what's your like go-to dry shampoo?
I think I still like, if my hair is really, truly dirty, the Living Proof one, because I feel like that one actually makes your hair feel clean. If it's like a combo of like just needing a little bit of cleanliness with like style, I still like the chlorine one.
Oh, chlorine. Yeah. It's a classic. What do you, a French pharmacy classic.
I know. What do you like?
I always am trying new ones, but what's the green? Is it Renee Furterer?
Oh, the green cap?
Chlorine.
Yeah, the chlorine.
Yeah, it's
one,
a green
right?
bottle.
White base, I think it's green top.
Yeah, maybe that's the chlorine, actually.
Yeah, I think that's the chlorine one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
And it's white when it comes out, but then, like, it totally disappears. Mm-hmm. So I know there's some for brunette hair, and they weird me out because they look like Topic. They look like that spray if your, like, hair is thinning.
It's also, like, it has to match your, like, not all brunette is the same. So it's, like, sometimes if it's, like, too dark or it doesn't work.
Okay. Concealer.
For under eye, I am like very faithful to the Clé de Peau. I know it's like more expensive, obviously, which is, sad, but like, I do think like a little tube lasts me for like maybe a year plus.
It has a lot of pigment in that little stick. And I feel like because of the dry texture, that made it sound bad, but like, I feel like a little goes a long way.
Yeah.
Is that why you like it?
I feel like I always have that like little line there and I just pat it in and I can see like an instant difference between this one. And since it is a little drier, I feel like it does like last longer. Like it lasts throughout the whole day.
Do you set it?
I don't set. I'm really bad. I know there's like a million setting powders, but I don't set it.
I've never used setting powder in my life. I'm just asking because.
I don't set unless it's like, I don't know, for like a wedding or like some kind of like special, like, I don't know, something like that. Like I never set anything.
Yeah, it just feels like it's a lot of extra steps. Okay, last one I have to ask you because this is the podcast name. What's your like go-to mascara?
I really like the tubing mascaras because my lashes are like straight and they're Asian. Asian lashes are just like straight. And since our eyelids touch, like it just tends to just migrate down. So unless it's like waterproof or it's tubular, it just like always just
transfer. Ooh, tubular. I like that. So what's your favorite tubular?
This is not a good answer, but there's one I got from like a Japanese pharmacy when I was in there last. I know that's not a good answer.
No, it is. I want to say this, but I don't know if it's true. I want to say that Japan is where that technology started.
Yeah,
even the blink formula, I think, was originally in Japan. Mm-hmm. And like you go to the drugstore and like all of the mascaras are tubing mascaras.
Or they're just like so long wear that it's almost impossible to remove. Like that's, I think, my experience with like Japanese mascara, drugstore mascara.
Yeah. Okay, if we can't get that kind, any that are available.
I like the M Cosmetics, like Michelle Fawn's line. She has a tubing mascara that I really like. Also the Maybelline Snapscara.
It's great.
That one's like really, really good. That one's like a good like everyday mascara. And if it's like waterproof, I still really like the Chanel in Imitable. How do you pronounce it? In Imitable?
I like that. That was better than my French. You win.
That waterproof. Those are all.
You just gave me a new one to try. I didn't think of Michelle Phan. I haven't thought of her in a while. Actually, I got to see what she's up to.
Yeah, the M Cosmetics. I think she bought back her license for M Cosmetics from L'Oreal, and so she's doing everything again. And the products are like really good. She has like a really nice cheek blush. It's like very. If you like the Rare Beauty one, I think you'll like the M Cosmetics one too.
Plus, I love supporting an independent creator. Mm-hmm. So good for her. Okay. Well, wow, we got lots of tips and new products. Okay. I feel like I know you better. And now we got to talk Bridgerton. Okay. Okay, everyone. Guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like
a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay. Like, I know this is a little bit late to be talking about Bridgerton. I don't remember when it came out, maybe in December, but it's one of those things that I spend a lot of time thinking about it still, the hair in Bridgerton.
Have you watched all the episodes?
Yeah, I've done the whole, all the episodes, but then you told me you read the books.
I did. So I secretly, it's not secret anymore. I shouldn't be embarrassed at this, but I like reading romance novels. And so when I heard that Shonda Rhimes is like adapting Julia Quinn's books, I was like, oh, I've never read Julia Quinn. And so I checked it out from the library and it came in like, I got Bridgerton volume one, which is the first three books. I think I finally, like it was, I had to wait forever, first of all, for it to be available. And I finally got it last week and I read all three of them.
I feel like the library, like I feel like romance novels and what is taken out from the library is like a very much a lot of overlap. Like I feel like that's probably one of the most popular types of books at the library. Do you do the digital borrowing?
I do. I love it.
Isn't it great? It's like my favorite thing. Little, but then sometimes I forget I even like registered for a book because you're like in this big long queue and then all of a sudden it's like
available.
Here you go. This brand new book that like you didn't think you were going to get your hands on.
It's amazing. I use it like every single day. It's like my favorite thing.
See, this is Jen and Kathleen's PSA for the library, guys.
And it's like free, right? It's free?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you can donate to the library, but like it's just like amazing. I'm like, you have all these books. Like it's, you read books in different languages. Like it's just like an amazing service.
And some libraries have Canopy, which is like all the free videos too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very into the nature film, so that's big for me. Okay, I'm taking us completely off topic. Back to Bridgerton. You read the bodice-ripping novel.
I did.
You saw the bodice-ripping show. Can I share just like my one thing that's been bothering me, and I want to get your take on it because I know you've written about
this. I wonder if we can say it at the same time. Is it two words?
It's not her fringe. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, I was going to say the baby bangs.
No, but it is her hair. So here's why. Mm-hmm. We had a wig maker on, this guy Khalif. I didn't put this part of the show on, and we were talking about the Bridgerton wigs. He didn't do them, so he didn't want to like comment on them. Mm-hmm. But I was saying, you know, the wigs were like really obvious, like the edges were not good. And he's like, well, if it's a historical show, that's how wigs were back then. Like they were like hats. They weren't like, nobody was trying to play off like this is their weave and reel.
Right.
So I was like, okay, good point. So for all of like the queens, courtesans, and like the richer people that had like the dues, I get that that is art.
Right.
But then you get to her. I'm sorry, baby bangs. What's her name again?
Daphne.
And you'd get these close-up shots of her. And I feel like she needed some HD lace or something because her edges. So I can't tell if the bangs were a wig or her hair. And it just felt like it didn't blend with the rest of the hair well.
It just like it was too far back, right?
Maybe that's what it was.
I feel like
have you done any historical looking into, was this a thing?
The only historical thing I've done is look at old pictures of her to try to figure out if that was her real,
her real hair
or not. And I think I posted something on Instagram about it and people were like, this is definitely not her real hair. Like, just like, they were just like, they were just like, the hairline is weird. And I was like, okay, like, something's been.
I want to like, for the makeup artist and the hair team, the wigs are so amazing. It is such artwork. Mm-hmm. I know what goes into that. Especially the redhead, who's like my favorite character of all.
Penelope?
Yes. I am obsessed with her. I thought she was like one of the best actresses on the show. And her hair was always like fire for me. I was like, yes, Penelope. And then when she's upset, her like, her little sizzle curl would like, you know, be droopy. Mm-hmm. I just felt like her whole personality came out through her hair. But then you get to freaking Daphne, and I'm like, you're going to do her dirty like that with this sad baby fringe and bad edges, you know?
The funny thing, too, is I was wondering if, like, baby bangs were in the book, and they're not in the book. So I feel like this is a this is a stylistic decision, like, to give her baby bangs. And I was like, I was wondering why, but I feel like it probably conveys innocence of some type, right?
If I was a makeup team and I was, and you're trying to make a modern woman of a certain age, like 22 or whatever, she seemed like a six-year-old who doesn't understand how a penis works.
Or has never seen one.
Which is like the premise for like four episodes. By the way, during that part of the story arc, I was like, how much further can we last with her not understanding human anatomy now that she's a married woman and having sexual relations? Like it was like, right.
I also
What is the book? How's the book treat it?
The book treats it that way, where it's like she's never seen one. She's never seen a penis. Like, she doesn't know it exists. Like, she's never seen, like, just has no idea that part exists. So it's pretty true to the book in that sense. I also think her mother didn't help, right? Her mother was just like, Wasn't she just like, when it's natural, it just happens? And she was like, what? What do you mean?
She didn't even go for like the birds and bees analogy. No. She just went with like, I think it was season. She went with like a season thing, like the spring will happen.
Right. It's like, well, mother, you've had 8 children. You are very well acquainted with like how this works.
Give me some information. But now that you say that and I think about it, I think that probably was the choice because baby bangs do, they make you look immediately younger.
Right.
I even think about that. Like, you know, how many times, I don't know if I've written this story, but like bangs is Botox.
Right.
Like, they cover up forehead lines.
Like, when Michelle Obama got bangs, like, everyone, like, freaked out because they were just like, oh, it looks so good. Like, is she hiding, like, bad eyebrows or something like that? Like,
well, that's how the media treats Michelle Obama. Like, of course we have to make it immediately, like, is negative. It,
yeah, like, well, what is she hiding versus just like, oh, she's want to, like, freshen up and get bangs.
So would you ever do baby bangs?
I don't think I want, like, I think baby bangs looks... It can be kind of juvenile at this point, like beyond younger, like it's juvenile.
Hence the name, baby.
That's the name. I love bangs. So I am always very like pro bangs, but I don't think about, have you ever gotten baby bangs?
I mean, I've had an asymmetrical haircut. I feel like not on purpose. It was like my mom gave me like, I had lice when I was in elementary school. And so she cut off all my hair and I got this weird mullet with baby bangs. It was sad. But you just cut off all your hair too. I saw you wrote about it for the cut.
Oh yeah. Cause I hadn't gotten a haircut in like a year and it was always my dream to have butt length hair. And then I finally got it. And it was like, depending on the day, sometimes people were like, it's like princessy or mermaidy. And then I was like, this is just borderline like sister wifey, like, like big love-ish. But I cut it and it just feels like much lighter. Like I don't have to condition as hard anymore. Like just.
And you have like a curtain bang now, like a side bang.
Yeah. Like a little curtain side bang. It's just like, it's just much easier.
And can I ask who cuts your hair?
Yeah. So, I go to David Mallett at the Webster and like they have this like ridiculous team where some of their team flies in from Paris. They're not doing that now, obviously.
Yeah.
So normally my person is like Rishi and then now it's Deer and Mystery. So he like lives in the city and he started working there. He does his specialty is like dry cuts. He used to work at Spoken Wheel. So.
Oh, that's where I go actually. Yeah. It looks great. I know about David Mallett because Jess told me they have the best like carpeting. She said it's like so plush when you go in there. It's just like the most decadent experience.
It's like so they have that like what is that called? Like the herringbone floor. Like they have, you know, where like it has it,
yes, like parquet, like the wood is all pieced together. Very French.
Very, very French. And like I went to his salon, I think, once in Paris, and they have these like gigantic like taxidermy birds. Like they have this gigantic like ostrich and it's like, and there's one that's a tiger, and I don't know if that one's like actually just like a stuffed animal or if that's like actual taxidermy.
But inside the salon.
Inside the salon, like in the middle. It's so French.
That's a choice.
It's a choice. And it's like a gigantic ostrich, and they have all this like beautiful, like all these beautiful like gold vases and like fixtures, and there's like a gigantic like ostrich and like a tiger and like the room where you get your hair washed.
That's very exciting. Maybe someday you'll be back there and like
One day, maybe we can all go.
It feels kind of Bridgerton-y just to bring it full circle and back. Like that's sort of like a royal experience in a way.
And like the first time I went there, I remember like I buzzed the door and then this woman went ahead of me and she was wearing like shoes that had the crystal in them. Like remember Miu Miu many years ago?
Yeah.
And I was like, who just wears that like normally in the daytime, like just going to
people
your hair
that go to David Mallett, apparently.
Yeah, this woman going to David Mallett. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is like there are lots of like fancy salons in New York City, but I feel like you don't see people like that, like out and about.
Oh, I'm into it. I got us totally off topic. I'm so sorry. It was supposed to be about the wigs and how fabulous they were. You know what I'm going to do? I will put links because like you've written about it, but then I know you've had writers write about it for the cut to like get some more information. If you came to this podcast for Bridgerton Hair Chat and you were disappointed that we took it in a whole other direction, go to the cut.
We didn't even talk about the men's sideburns, which is like another thing.
Oh, wait.
The long mutton chop.
Like a lamb chop, if you will. But you know how like the main guy, they couldn't make him look that ugly. He still had to be hottie. So like they gave him to the characters that like, you know, at the brothel place, like they all had them. Like, yeah. Don't cover up that face, man.
I know. It was like a very long, I also didn't know if that was historical. I assume that was historical.
I don't know if it was accurate to the year because, I mean, it's Shonda Rhimes' world. She can do whatever she wants and her team can. Like, it was still a feast for the eyes. I'm so glad. I was going to rent those books from the library.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to borrow those books from the library. Thank you for that hot tip. Okay, it's time to raise one. And this is Ryan from Vermont. Ryan, I will confirm, even though you're not the first guy to send us a raise a wand, you are indeed the first that we are putting on the air. So take it away, Ryan.
Hey, Jess. Hey, Jen. This is Ryan from Stowe, Vermont. Huge fan of the pod. I am excited to call in today. I think in the last 5 years, I might be the first dude to raise a wand. So I take enormous pride in that. I am a guy that loves skincare, but I hate skincare, quote, for men. I just think it's silver or black packaging with a lug nut or something silly attached to it. So I have two products I'd recommend to everyone, men, women, everyone. The first is the Youth of the People Kale Green Tea Spinach Vitamin Superfood Cleanser. It is an awesome clean. It isn't stripping. Incredible texture and feel, really, really nice scent. Jess, longtime listeners know that you have sensitive eyes. Even though there's a bit of fragrance in here, I find it to be very, very gentle and non-irritating. So highly recommend, 5 stars. The second is my Holy Grail moisturizer. Olay has a purple jar with retinol 24, and it's a miracle worker. This is not at all expensive, but it's transformed my skin. Lines, wrinkles, tone, texture, glow, everything has improved the last couple of months. And it's not irritating. A lot of retinols I've used in the past have caused flakiness or dryness. And this one didn't. It really worked beautifully. So highly recommend both these products. Thank you for all that you do and take care. Bye.
I love that he's giving Jess a shout out when she's not here. Jess, I hope you're listening to this episode and you try that cleanser Ryan was talking about and good moisturizer recommendation. Okay, so you know the deal. You came on Fat Mascara, you're my co-host. You have to raise a wand to a beauty product or thing that you are obsessed with right now. Kathleen Ho, what do you raise a wand to?
I raise a wand to the new Briogeo Don't Despair Repair Conditioner. Have you tried it?
I've talked about it. It's like packed with protein. Why do you like it? Give us the whole spiel.
So I don't know if this is the case for you, but usually like if I need to like try something a few times to make sure that I like really, really like it because I want to make sure it's not just like a fluke. And then after I tried this first time, I was like, this is like the one. And this conditioner is just, it's really, really, really good. I feel like it's like if you're used to using like Pantene Pro-V or whatever, and you just want like a little upgrade, this like shampoo conditioner duo, it just makes your hair super smooth, super soft. It still makes it soft without making it like really limp and like just kind of like hang down. So I feel like it's just kind of like everything you want in a conditioner. And it really works on all types of hair. Like my hair obviously is like straight, like 1C, maybe like 2A. But I was reading reviews online and the way that Nancy Formulate Choice makes sure that it works for like the full breadth of people with different hair types. And people were saying that they really like the slip of the conditioner because it just kind of glides through. And you rinse it out, it just rinses out so easily without any kind of like greasy residue behind.
Yeah. Because I was talking about how like with stuff with protein in it, sometimes your hair can get like limp and worse if you use it too much. And I have found with that one that it doesn't. It's not like, you know, you don't get immune to it, if you will.
Yeah. I think she said like the secret, you probably already talked about this. It's like microencapsulated argan oil or something.
I didn't do a good job explaining that at all. But thank you for sharing. You hear that, guys? It has microencapsulated argan oil.
Yeah. She said it like clings better to the hair and penetrates the follicle in a deeper way.
Did you see her in the Ulta commercial?
It's no,
Ulta,
right? I didn't.
Oh, she's like, it's a black beauty, like creators, founders, voices in beauty for Ulta. It is the most beautiful commercial I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I will send you a link. I'll also link to it on the blog because I was just like watching and I was like, oh my God, it's Nancy. Anyway, she's great. Thank you for that. Great recommendation. I am just like cycling through lip balms like nobody's business. And I've already raised a wand to the Florence by Mills like sleeping mask. And then I felt bad because that was like kind of pricey. So
but that line is for like tweens?
Yeah. hey, don't hate.
I mean, price-wise, like, I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah, for like a $16, I think it was $16 for like a lip sleeping mask, which we both know is just like a freaking lip balm. But it was pricey, but I really liked it. And I was like, all right, I got to go back to like find a cheaper one that I've been liking as much. So, okay, you know Billy, the company that makes the razors?
Yeah, yeah.
So they have lip balms too. They're lovely. They have a celery one. Oh, I'm sorry. It's parsley.
Oh, like, that's an interesting choice.
It's a green tube. And I think the thing with lip balm for me a lot of times is like mint I don't like because then I feel like it's drying my lips even if it doesn't have menthol atom. And some of the fruity ones are just too, I don't know, bad memories from like middle school kind of vibes. Yeah. But parsley, I love herbs. And parsley is like a breath freshener a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just like, I'm going to raise a wand to it. The formula is nice, but more for like the novelty of a parsley lip balm, if you will.
That's really interesting. When you said celery, I was like interested in parsley also. I'm really interested.
Okay, which are you more interested in? Because it's actually parsley.
Oh, really? I think parsley. No. I also like this. I like that since beauty fragrances trend so much towards like sweet or floral, like the herby aspect. Like, I've been randomly into like tomato candles recently. Like it's like a very small
niche. Tomato candle do you like?
I'm like still trying out different ones. There's
Jo
like,
Malone.
Really?
Jo Malone London is like
their tomato
leaf.
Candle.
Oh, so good.
I'll have to try that one.
Wait, Kathleen, should we start a whole line of like veggie scented lip balms?
We should though. We should. I'm down.
Think about like parsley, tomato, carrot. Like there's tons that you could do.
I even like a rosemary or like a sage, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like you want, you know how salty fragrances were kind of trendy, or maybe they're still trendy? I feel like there should be like a trend towards salt, like savory.
Yeah, it always follows the food trend. Like some fruit will come in like acai, all of a sudden like acai body lotion is everywhere. Okay, salty the savory.
Savory.
We're moving into a savory year.
Or like, you know how like sweet things taste better when they're like a little salty? Like there should be like that.
Every chocolate dessert in my book needs to have salt. Otherwise, I don't even want it.
Yeah. But like you have the heirloom tomato, you need like a little bit of salt to like make it taste like super good. That's what they should have.
Ooh. I don't know if our salt lip balm will take off. Man, just stick to the heirloom tomato.
But I think like an heirloom tomato lip balm like that, I feel like is sellable.
Absolutely. I could see the mailing already. It's
I know.
Like a little planter box and all the little lip balms are coming out of the dirt.
Yeah. What beauty investor wants to invest in our vegetable?
We have a lot of listeners.
That's
somebody
true.
Out there.
That's true.
Hit up Kathleen. You know where to find her at The Cut. And actually, what's your handle so people can follow you on Instagram and stuff?
It's just my name. So Kathleen, KathleenHOU.
All right. Follow her. Read all her stuff. It's amazing. I'll put links to the stories we talked about on the blog. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
All right, everybody. Get your beauty sleep. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.